Jocelyn Furlett Lowe will be remembered as an adventurous, outgoing youngster who loved camping, hiking, writing poetry, and drawing. Her mom, Sarah Lowe, was asked to describe what she missed about the 13-year-old, who died in 2023 after overdosing on fentanyl while in her father's care. "She's my little girl. She's my everything," Lowe said by phone. Lowe reminisced about camping trips at Great Wolf Lodge and visiting their special place at the Hiawatha Highlands, an altar that they liked to stop at. "We always went there. That was our first walk of the year every year," Lowe said, adding that Jocelyn would nap for hours after their walks. When she was younger, Jocelyn wanted to be an architect. Near the end of her short life, she was writing fabulous poems and had started drawing, her mother said. Lowe had one of Jocelyn's poems printed on the back of the bookmark that was distributed at her funeral. She still has a drawing on her fridge that Jocelyn did of the moon and stars. During the final 3 years of Jocelyn's life, she experienced issues with her emotions, Lowe said, adding that her daughter was on medication to help her cope. Lowe, who had full custody of Jocelyn starting in 2012, said her daughter ran away on the night of Friday, September 1, 2023. "I did not know where she was. On Saturday, I found out she was at her father's. I went to remove her, but she wouldn't leave." Police were called as well as the Children's Aid Society, but Jocelyn still refused to leave. "In the end, I went to get her and there was a physical fight. I was told by Children's Aid not to deal with physical fights," Lowe said. On Monday, September 4, 2023, Sault Ste. Marie police were sent to a multi-unit residence building in the 300 block of Albert Street West for a welfare check on a child. Officers arrived at around 8:30 p.m. and were led into the residence, where they found Jocelyn unresponsive. Police requested EMS, administered naloxone and attempted CPR. However, when paramedics arrived, they confirmed the 13-year-old girl was deceased. "I found out at 9:45 on Monday night that Jocelyn had died," Lowe said. An autopsy determined Jocelyn had overdosed on fentanyl. On Wednesday, March 5, Sault police detectives located and arrested Jocelyn's father, 42-year-old Paul Furlett, who was charged with manslaughter and was held in custody pending a bail hearing. None of the allegations have been tested in court and the accused is considered innocent unless proven guilty. "The tragic loss of this young life is a stark reminder of the devastation fentanyl inflicts on our community," said Police Chief Hugh Stevenson in a news release. "Our officers remain steadfast in their commitment to holding those who distribute this poison accountable. We will continue to work tirelessly to remove these deadly substances from our streets and seek justice for the victims."